Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Mrs. Loomis didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use does.
Now she knows that does, D-U-Z, is best.
That does everything.
You see, Mrs. Loomis was from Missouri, and, well, you just had to show her. Every wash day, she'd look at her big stack of clothes and say...
Oh, I'd like to see anybody show me how to get this wash clean. Look at all those streaky bath towels. Dad's overalls. Does he wipe the machinery on them? Honestly, I must have a dozen rayon slips to bother with again. Oh, my wash is the limit.
And then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. Yes, someone finally showed Mrs. Loomis that does is best. This new kind of soap does everything. Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and extra safety for the pretty colors. Well, now Mrs. Loomis is showing everyone else.
Look at my towels, white as clouds. And did you ever see cleaner overalls? They're a snap with does. So long, hard scrubbing.
Now Mrs. Loomis brags about those rayon slips. She found Does takes extra care of colors.
Look how much brighter they are. Say, this Does can't be beat. It does everything.
This new kind of soap is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does outdoes them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. This is Carol Brent's second day in Reno. Shortly before 1:30 in the afternoon, she is seated at a table in the plaza of the Canyon Rim Hotel. Some 15 or 20 yards away, her daughter Janie, who has already mastered the intricacies of one of the swings, is temporarily amusing herself. With a mother's natural caution, Carol keeps a constant watch over Janie. Suddenly, however, she hears the sound of footsteps clicking along the stone walk of the plaza. The footsteps draw closer, and then when they seem to be directly behind her, they stop. Carol waits for an uncomfortable moment or two, and then turns about. Standing behind her is a smiling, attractive, strikingly dressed woman. If Carol is surprised to see her standing there, she is amazed when the woman, without a word of invitation, sits down at the table beside her and comments,
"She's very lovely."
I beg your pardon?
That little girl on the swing. She's your daughter, isn't she?
Why, thank you. Yes, she is.
Oh, they say I had blonde curls like that when I was a child.
You still have beautiful hair.
Yes, but the upkeep is quite expensive. What on earth is that you're drinking?
Orangeade.
My heavens, that's what I thought.
Is there something amusing about Orangeade?
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. It wasn't kind of me to laugh, was it? It's just that... Well, I had no idea people still drink straight Orangeades. Unless, of course, they're at a county fair or something like that.
I don't think there's anything as refreshing as... Oh, Janie, be careful. Not so high, dear.
Relax. She's slowed down now. I'm Pauline Drake.
How do you do? I'm Carol Brent.
Brent? Boston or Philadelphia?
Chicago.
Oh, the pride of the Middle West. I've only been there long enough to change trains.
Really?
I'm from New York. And I certainly miss it.
I miss Chicago, too.
Oh? Is there something to miss in Chicago?
I think so.
Oh, dear. I've said the wrong thing again. Please forgive me. Would you care for a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Good. This is my last pack, and I'd absolutely die if I ran out of them. You're here for a divorce, too, I suppose.
Why, yes.
Don't be so afraid to admit it. There's nothing the matter with a divorce. They're really much more refreshing than R&J's. I'm on my fourth.
You're getting your fourth divorce?
Yes, indeed. And I'm young yet.
Don't you ever consider staying married to one man?
Well, I used to think that way back in the beginning, but now I realize that all men become tiresome after a while.
Oh?
And I should know. I've tried all kinds, my dear.
All kinds? Mm-hmm.
My first was Mr. Parker. T.M. Parker. I think the T stood for Thomas, but to tell you the truth, I always thought of him as Mr. Parker. You see, I was 18 and he was 52. Oh, but he was a banker, so that made it all right.
You were 18 and he was... Did your mother approve?
Approve? Whose idea do you think it was? He was terribly rich. Just terribly.
Oh, I see.
After him came Bert Travers, an actor. Very handsome, but no talent at all. He was as poor as T.M. was rich.
How long were you married to him?
I don't recall exactly. But it cost me between $250,000 and $300,000. Backing plays can become so expensive, you know.
Good heavens.
Now, you'd think I'd learn from an experience like that, but no. The next one was just as handsome and just as poor. A cowboy I met right here in Reno.
A cowboy?
I warn you, my dear, keep away from them. They're all fascinating scoundrels.
Who are you divorcing now?
Keith Drake. Keith is a darling, but our temperaments just didn't jive. Now, my lawyer said that... By the way, who's your lawyer?
Well, I don't have one yet.
You don't? How long have you been here?
2 days.
2 days, and you don't have a lawyer?
Is there such a great hurry?
Why, I should think there is. Don't you want to get rid of him? Don't tell me you're still thinking of that husband of yours.
Well, I...
Because if you are, you're mad.
Why?
Why? Why? Why, don't be ridiculous, my dear. You sit here thinking and mooning over him. Do you imagine for one single moment that he's thinking about you? I should certainly well say he isn't. He's probably back in Chicago at the moment having the time of his life.
For what Carol Brent's husband is doing at the moment, for how happy he is, for what he thinks, for how he feels, for how good a time he's having, listen carefully. Those footsteps you hear are being made by Jim Brent and his foster son, John, as they walk out of the dining room in City Hospital, Chicago, Illinois. Having spent as much time as possible dawdling over their food, the two men move slowly through the corridor and stop at a closed door. As an index to Jim's emotions, the calm on his face is studied, placed there by sheer willpower. This marks the start of a fateful hour.
Well, this is the room.
Yeah. Think we should go in yet?
Why not? Oh, well, John, this just occurred to me.
Yeah?
Perhaps it'd be best if you didn't come in with me. I mean, you could come in later, but you wouldn't have to be seen with me.
What kind of sense does that make?
Well, quite a good deal. I'm thinking of your future, John. I don't expect this to happen, but if by any chance the decision should go against me, well, I wouldn't want it to be any reflection on you.
Well, thanks for thinking about me, Jim, but what kind of a guy do you suppose I am? Come on, let's go in. Hey, there's a bigger crowd in here than I'd counted on.
Yes, certainly filling up early.
Hello there, Jim.
Hello, Arthur. How have you been?
Fine, fine.
Isn't that Dr. Meade?
No, Kane.
Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hardly ever shows up here.
Well, he's on staff at two or three other hospitals. Has an enormous practice, too.
Well, it isn't hard to figure out what made him turn up today.
No.
Hey, where's Tom Parsons?
Well, I don't know.
Well, aren't you worried? After all, he's the guy who's going to testify for you.
Tom said he'd be here at 2:30, and I imagine he will.
Dr. Brent, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Clark.
Right on time, eh?
Mr. Clark, have you met my son?
Son? Oh, yes, I'd heard about you having a son. Does something around the hospital, doesn't he?
Yes, interning. John, this is Leo Clark.
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Clark's chairman of the Board of Trustees.
Oh.
Hmm. So this is your boy, eh, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Must look like his mother. Jim, according to the seating arrangement we worked out for this afternoon, you're placed right over there.
Any of those chairs?
Well, no. Matter of fact, I'd rather have you sit in the front row there, Jim, on the right side.
We'd be glad to.
Well, I've got to be going now.
Righto.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, sir. Tubby sort of fella, isn't he? Ought to watch his weight. You'd think with all the doctors surrounding him, he'd get some advice.
Not Clark. He wouldn't listen to it even if he got it. He doesn't like doctors, he says. You know, sometimes I think the only reason he stays on as chairman of the board is because he likes the title. Oh, well, let's sit down, John.
Yeah. Hey, there's Tom Parsons just coming in.
What'd I tell you? Hello, Dr. Morrison. This is where Clark asked us to sit, isn't it?
Yeah. Jim.
Hmm?
Frazier's sitting at the other end of this row.
Oh, uh-huh.
Seems to be alone, too.
Oh, there you are, John. For a week now, you've been screaming at me that Frazier would come to this meeting loaded for beer, that he'd have dozens and dozens of witnesses, that if I were smart, I'd get as many as possible. So we come here, and what do we find? Grant Frazier sitting alone without a soul to back him up. I tell you, I positively feel ashamed having Tom in here to testify.
Don't kid yourself. Frazier probably has more tricks up his sleeve than a...
Gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, here's the beginning.
Good luck, Jim.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, this meeting will please come to order. As you know, we're present here today to examine and scrutinize the charges brought against a member of the staff of this hospital, James Ellis Brent. I am another member.
Gentlemen, this meeting will please come to order. That simple sentence brings Jim Brent to a fork on the path he's been following. 8 words, and he arrives at a fateful crossway, a turning point on the road of life. Now, maybe you're a lady who knows all about dishwashing from A to Z. But maybe you don't know about a soap for dishwashing spelled D-U-Z. Uh-huh, I mean does. Now, I've told you, does everything in your wash. It's the best. Well, that's not all. This new kind of soap does everything for dishes, too. And by everything, I mean the very things you want most in a soap for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hands. Yes, does gives you all that. Just put does in your dishpan. You'll see this new kind of soap spring up into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you're not forever adding soap. Try does on those sticky frying pans. You'll find it races through stubborn grease without any hard scouring. Yet does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves hands so soft and smooth. Now, what more could you want from any soap? Does best. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.